This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Most people coming to Macomb either drive a car into town or take the train, but many business executives and other professionals opt to fly in and out of town. The Macomb Municipal Airport is north of town. It's an uncontrolled airport, meaning pilots can take off or land whenever they would like. The runway is big enough to accommodate business jets. Lee Cobb has been the manager of the airport for more than 30 years. Cobb says the airport was originally created in an effort to attract businesses to town.
Hy-Vee, Pella Windows, MT and Bauer, people like that, they use the airport for business.
So they're bringing in supplies or people?
Management people, generally speaking. MT and Bauer, for one, they was responsible for insisting on an airport, all-weather airport. They would not come here without that. Pella Windows, that was one of the criteria they had for picking Macomb, as they would not even consider Macomb without an all-weather airport. So it plays a big role in getting businesses to come to the area.
It's a small airport, but it's busy. Cobb had to take several phone calls while I was there. In addition to being the airport manager, Cobb owns Cobb Aviation Services, which is the private charter plane company that operates out of the airport. The day I visited, two of the charter planes were rented out. We went to the hangar for a look at the other two.
That is the 200. That's the biggest one we have. It's a 10-passenger airplane.
Okay.
The next size is smaller. It looks a lot like it. The tail's down lower, and it's a 8-passenger airplane, actually.
These look really nice.
They're nice airplanes. And then the other two are smaller aircraft than them two, even. I mean, they're just like a 6-place airplane and a 4-place airplane.
So how busy is the charter service normally?
It is busy.
Yeah.
That's our main business.
And so you fly how many other?
There's four other guys that work flying charter also.
Okay. And you guys are out weekly or daily?
We hope to be out daily.
Wow.
But, yeah, and we generally are.
And that's mostly the business execs and mm-hmm. stuff like that coming mm-hmm. to or from town?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And, you know, like I say, we do business out of other hubs too, like Peoria, Springfield, Champaign, Quad Cities.
So you'll fly there to fly those people around?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do they not have charter services, or they're just such in demand?
Some don't. Some do, and it's just a lot of them don't have the airplanes we have, like the 200.
So this is a very nice mm-hmm. plane in comparison mm-hmm. yep. to what others have. I can go on?
Yeah, check her out.
We're climbing into the 10-seater charter plane. There isn't room to stand in the cabin, but the seats are pretty comfortable. There's a row of 5 seats on each side of the plane. At the front, there's the standard 2 pilot chairs. So do you normally fly by yourself, or does it take 2 people for these?
Yeah, we can fly it by ourselves. We have an authorization to fly it with autopilot in lieu of second command. But a lot of companies want 2 pilots, so we put 2 pilots in.
Not that you're not biased, but how do you feel like Macomb's airport compares to the other ones in the region that you go to?
I'm prejudiced, sure. I think we have a very nice terminal area, beat by nobody. I mean, it's very nice. The runway's well kept, well maintained. We're setting very well with a good airport, Macomb is.
How much does the terminal come into play? Are people coming in there, sitting down, resting?
Every time somebody lands, they come in. They go through the terminal and get to the cars. Mm. So, yeah, it's used by everybody that lands here. Mainly, it's our front door to the community. If you've got a nice area for them to come to, they remember it well.
That is Lee Cobb, the manager of the Macomb Municipal Airport. He also owns a charter plane service that operates out of the facility. The Illinois Department of Transportation recognized Macomb's airport as the 2017 Airport of the Year. It was the winner of the general aviation category for airports with a runway over 5,000 feet. Cobb says on an average week, between 20 and 30 planes will pass through Macomb. Some pilots are visiting the area, others just stop to fuel up. He says they hope to see that many planes or more this weekend. The Macomb Municipal Airport is hosting its annual fly-in pancake breakfast. The event is open to the public. Breakfast is served from 7 until noon in the airport hangar. I'm Emily Boyd.